Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Murder is the name that they gave her. Kristen almost killed everybody in her neighborhood last night.
Man.
Murderer!
I'm just going to have to take the L on this. This is a hard pill to swallow. I'm going to have to put the baking on a shelf for a while.
Oh, no. Yeah, that goes in line with what we've seen here in studio.
Yeah, and
I feel like we got something to do with this now.
After the whole, you know, we did the Bert Show, the great Bert Show bake-off, and I came in dead last with my gray banana muffins and Bert's burnt loaf, wiped the floor with me. I tried to not let it get into my head when I did my Christmas baking this year, okay? I tried. And I do this every year. It's in, like, my mom made cookies with us as kids. Like, I know how to bake, and I've always done well until this year.
Well, let's give yourself a little bit of grace here. First of all, I applaud you for getting back in the cockpit. It took Maverick a long time also when he killed Goose.
I felt the need for sure.
Right? So at least you went back in there, and I'm sure it was very stressful, and you're having PTSD, but you did it.
I did it. And let me just say, my chocolate crinkles came out fantastic.
According to you.
Peanut butter Buckeyes, you seriously can't screw those up. Those are good. My husband taste tested all of this stuff, right? I tried a new recipe, these little M&M cookies. They're not going to make the rotation next year. They weren't that great.
How much time do you spend in that kitchen baking each holiday?
2 days.
2 days.
Wow.
So the chocolate chip cookie.
Think of all the productive things you could be doing with those 2 days.
I'm making memories with my son, too. Thank you very much.
Make some memories with us and bring some of that stuff in.
Let him finish that one.
We'd rather you not.
The chocolate chip cookies were perfect. The sugar cookies were perfect. There was another recipe I decided to go rogue with this year, right? So I'm trying to introduce a new recipe into the mix. And I decided not to do the pecan butter balls that I always do because I wanted to add a little pop of color to my cookie box that I pass out to all my neighbors. I got like 8 neighbors I give cookies to, okay? Because my husband is very friendly with them. I don't, you know, I'm kind of like a little hermit in the house. So I'm trying to do my part to be neighborly.
Mm-hmm.
I bought these cute little boxes off of Amazon. I got special ribbon to wrap them. They get a card. Like, it's a whole, like, it's a nice little gift. And so I make the cookies, and Bart does a delivery to 3 of our neighbors. The 2 on either side of us and a neighbor across the street, because that's who's home. Jimmy, my 2-year-old, goes with him. Jimmy's carrying the cookies. He's supposed to say, Merry Christmas. And it was fine. And then the next day, I'm prepping the boxes for the rest of the neighbors. And Bart looks at me as I'm putting my new cookie that I put into rotation into the box. And he goes, that has cream cheese in it, right? I'm like, yeah, it's a red velvet cookie with a cream cheese frosting in the middle.
Sounds amazing.
It's got like white chocolate in it, like white chocolate chunks in it as well. Like it's tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks pretty because that's a pop of red I wanted. And I go, yeah. He goes, those were refrigerated, but those other ones stayed out, right? I go, yeah. And the ones we passed out, we didn't tell them to refrigerate it, right?
Uh-oh.
And I said, no, but you shouldn't have to, right? So my husband does this Googling because we had, you have to set the cream cheese out to soften so you can make the cream cheese frosting. And according to the internets, you had about 2 hours before you got to pop that puppy into the refrigerator, okay? Really? It was cream cheese.
Sounds conservative.
Yeah. Well, my husband's conservative.
Mm-hmm.
So he felt it was necessary to text the neighbors and let them know, if you didn't eat that cookie last night, you got to throw it away. Otherwise, you can make yourself sick. So now I'm kind of embarrassed or whatever. But he texts. We have a group text of the neighbors who received said cookies. Hi! Exclamation. This is from my husband, because I want nothing to do with this. I hope you're enjoying your holiday cookies. I'm texting because I should have told you to refrigerate the red cookie. The cookie in the picture is made with cream cheese icing. It needs to be refrigerated to make sure it's safe to eat. And first neighbor text, we are. Thank you so much. Okay, I'll make sure it goes in there. And then the next text comes in. Our 4-year-old already threw up in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
And missed school today.
No, no, no. No.
Bart says, I hope that you're joking. And he responds, no, no reasons for jokes.
Oh, wow.
So we respond back, because if she threw up in the middle of the night last night, that means they ate the cookie when we delivered it last night, like, you know, 2 nights ago. And we texted back, and Bart said, I'm so sorry to hear that, but I don't think the cookie's the culprit. They were properly handled and refrigerated up until delivery last night. If they weren't refrigerated overnight and eaten today, then it might be a concern. We ate them last night with no issue. I hope she's feeling better. So if she ate it the night we delivered it, the cookie was fine. Uh-huh. We were just hitting him up the day after, like, hey, if that puppy stayed out all night, don't eat it. And then another text came in from the other neighbor that got the cookie and said, oh, no. Sorry, blank. We also had some yesterday. And we are good as well.
Oh. So he took one of
I took 1 4-year-old down. No, okay. I swear to God. I don't think, I sincerely, because Jimmy's been sick, there's something going around. I sincerely don't think it was the cookie that took out the 4-year-old. But there for a minute, when I can tell you I'm in my house, and I'm like, I'm never doing this again. Like, I'm never, like, I, this is so embarrassing. And you have to send text messages to your neighbors after you just gifted them holiday cookies. Like, hey, don't eat this. You might crap yourself.
I think the universe might be giving you some signs that maybe it's just a time to take a little bit of time off of baking.
I did. I took 365 days off. I only do this at Christmas.
Maybe another 365.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, maybe by next year, you'll be back.
So this is just my little PSA. Apparently, if you make a cookie with a cream cheese icing, it needs to stay refrigerated.
We are the least spirited group. Mo hates Christmas. You're killing people with your cookies around Christmas.
I mean, I'm Jewish.
You're Jewish. I have religious guilt.
Okay. Do you know how hard it was for me to share that?
I applaud you.
It was like that. I'm sweating over here. I'm so embarrassed.
I think we should probably save this for later in the show, but maybe we should just do it right now. Just in order to make Kristen feel better about food poisoning a 4-year-old.
Don't ask me to make a rap about this. No.
I know it's kind of early and it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack here, but if you have ever baked and
cooked is anything for somebody.
If you what?
Or cooked anything for
cooked
somebody.
For anything for somebody and you gave them food poisoning. 1-855-BIRCHO. Or you are on the other side of it also, that somebody cooked for you around Thanksgiving. 1-855-BIRCHO. And you got food poisoning and you are sick for a couple of days. Why don't you give us a call? It will comfort Kristen in knowing there are strength in numbers, that she's not the only one that's nearly killed a four-year-old.
It reminds me of that TikTok trend. I'm sure you've seen it, Abby. You can't eat at everybody's house. And it shows people doing things like one person washes the lid of their toilet seat in the dishwasher. And yeah. And like,
what?
Yes.
Wait, say that again?
The lid of their toilet seat where you sit to wash it, they'll put it in the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And this guy comes in and goes, you can't eat at everybody's house. And other ones, like, they'll be potlucks and they'll have, you know, the, like, Reynolds foil trays that you would, baking trays you would get from, like, a grocery store. They were scooping the casserole off and they had left all the, like, stickers and plastic on the bottom. So,
you can't eat at everybody's house.
I saw the one of the person washing all of their greens in their bathtub. In the tub, like right after taking a shower, just washing the greens.
What in the hell is wrong with people?
Don't know.
This is making me feel better, so thank you.
Okay, okay.
These are two places that don't coexist.
The bathroom and the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kristen, let's try to give you a little bit of comfort here. You're not the only person that has tried to kill neighbors with baked goods. Good morning, Bert Show. Who is this?
Hey, this is Shay.
Hey, Shay. Look at all these phones. Kristen, you're not alone.
Thank you.
A whole bunch of murders around this area.
No, stop. We're not murderers. It's manslaughter because it wasn't intentional.
Okay. All right, baking manslaughter stories. Good morning. Who is this?
So this is Shay. It's actually not a baking thing, but so my boyfriend at the time years ago had made me some grilled wings. So I'm home. I'm eating these wings. They're so good, but in my mind, I'm like, wow, these are, like, really super chewy. But I just keep eating them. I ate, like, eight. Ooh. Oh, my God. In the middle of the night, I am crawling to the bathroom. I'm banging on the wall because my stomach is killing me. When I say vomit everywhere, like, I didn't even make it to the toilet. The wings were not cooked all the way.
Oh. You got salmonella poisoning, didn't you?
Horrible.
It's terrible.
Yes, it was horrible. Oh, my gosh. I wanted to break up with him so bad. I was pissed off.
That's a breakup of bullfish.
Yeah, right there. That man must have been very good in bed. Food poisoning is the worst. I don't know if anybody else in here has had it. It is terrible, man. There's nothing you can do about it. You're stuck for 2 days. Hey, Tyler, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. We're talking about baking manslaughter stories.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. About 5 or 6 years ago, my sister-in-law decided to bake her sister, my baby mama at the time. Well, she's still my baby mama. she baked a cake, and because her birthday is around Thanksgiving, so we always celebrate her birthday on Thanksgiving. And she baked a cake, and we cut into it, and we were all ready to eat it. And it was going around the room, and everybody was like, "Man, this cake is very moist. It was very." Not good. And come to find out, she didn't leave it in long enough. Uh-huh. And we had lots of upset stomachs around the family for the entire Thanksgiving holiday.
So eggs will do that.
It's not enjoyable.
Oh, it's the eggs.
So you can put eggs in. Yeah.
Okay. All right. One more here. Tina, who'd you almost kill?
My son and a bunch of his fraternity brothers. the day before their graduation, we had a big party. I had made pulled pork. I had carried it with me down to Georgia Southern. It was hot. Yeah, I didn't eat any of it because it was hot. But they all loved it. And then the next day, we're sitting at the graduation outside in the sun. And one by one, we see them getting up and running to the bathroom.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay, I can laugh about it now, but I was so sad. I mean, but they missed half their graduation.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
I just want to let you know you're not the only one. I mean, and the phone lines were lit up.
Team manslaughter.
That's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.